This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Education has always been a passion of mine. Before I became state treasurer and then secretary of administration, I had done a number of leadership stints in education. I was a chair of the Senate Education Committee for a number of years, member of the New England Board of Higher Education, director of the Vermont Academy of Science and Technology, and the list would go on. So I have a real passion for education in terms of what it can do to transform the prospects of individuals, both socially and economically, and what education means for a future of a state. And the state colleges in Vermont are the primary access point for Vermonters to post-secondary education. And as post-secondary education becomes more important, the Vermont state colleges become more important. State colleges are the affordable option for Vermonters. And that's increasingly on the mind of Americans and Vermonters. And I think actually the sensitivity that Vermonters, like other Americans, are feeling more and more about the cost of college and the debt loads that are sometimes required to get a college degree, the more that plays to the advantage of the Vermont State College system. So there's no question that the state colleges face significant financial and demographic challenges, but I think a lot of those challenges actually can turn out to be opportunities, and I am very excited about being able to join the state colleges. It is bittersweet for me. I actually love the job I have now as Secretary of Administration for Peter Shumlin's administration and had planned on staying on with the Shumlin administration. I'm proud of what we've accomplished, and I know we have an agenda that is going to be action-packed going forward, too. But, you know, in one's life, you only get so many of these unexpected adventures presented to you, and, you know, I felt like this is one that would have never come along again, and so I took the opportunity.
Jeb, as you've been taking a look at this opportunity, do you have any goals or priorities laid out for the state college system?
Well, actually, my goal is to help the Vermont State Colleges keep moving towards its mission in terms of being the accessible post-secondary education opportunity for Vermonters. You know, I just was offered the position, and I'm going to stay on the job as Secretary of Administration until we present a budget in January, so I really haven't had a whole lot of time to get down into specifics. I would tell you this, though, that there are a large number of ideas that people have for the State College Board of Trustees and faculty and staff and students to consider on ways to rethink how we deliver educational programming and how we administrate over the state college system. And I'm looking forward to working with the board to explore all of those options. I think it's absolutely critical that we are prepared to not only listen, but to be prepared not to follow the status quo and do things differently if we're going to be reaching the mission that we have for the future, not for the past.
Can you describe the state college system in Vermont?
The state college system in Vermont is made up of five colleges. Two of them are the Community College of Vermont. That's the state college that has the largest enrollment. It's been growing fastest, and we also have within the system Vermont Technical College, which does a number of associate's degrees and bachelor's degrees. The other three colleges within the system are bachelor's and some master's degrees. So, you know, one of the things we've seen in recent years is the increasing desire of many Vermonters, and I think this is similar across the country, to reduce their total college cost and debt burden by accessing 2 years of quality education through the lowest cost option, which would be Community College of Vermont, and then transferring and finishing up either at one of the other state colleges or perhaps the University of Vermont or another independent college in the state. So within the state college system, we have four-year liberal arts colleges, we have master's degree programs, we have Community College of Vermont, and we have Vermont Technical College. So we do quite a bit.
Jeb, are you concerned that some people will take a look at you leaving and take a look at some of the controversies in the Shumlin administration and try to link that at all?
Well, I think they could try. If they did, they'd be mistaken. Again, the opportunity to serve as chancellor was not one that I sought out. It was not one that the governor wanted me to take, but he also has placed a real premium on workforce development and education of Vermonters, particularly first-generation Vermonters, as a means to improve their economic prospects. So I think he sees my participation within the state college leadership as a way to actually accomplish one of his major goals. I'm going to stick with the Shulman administration through the presentation of our budget, which is in early January. You know, this was not a question of wanting to avoid controversy or leave the Shulman administration. I'm honored to have the job I have. I'm energized by it every day. But this is an opportunity that wouldn't come along again in my lifetime, and it's one that fits with a passion that I have had for education and the power of education to transform lives. And I'm appreciative of the fact that the governor actually, once we talked about it and he got over the shock of it, was very encouraging of me taking the chance to see if it would work out for me. I'm going to miss staying with the Shulman administration because as much as we've accomplished, we have a lot further to go in terms of what we want to do. But Peter Shulman, the governor of Vermont, is my good friend, and I'm going to hopefully have the opportunity to continue to give him advice every now and then.
Spalding will take over as chancellor in January, replacing Timothy Donovan, who is leaving the post in December. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.